Dimitri Ravenos, Barrett Sports Media, my friend, has ideas of what the public investment fund can invest in next. And I appreciated, number one, and it got my wheels turning, Mr. Ravenos, and I appreciate your time. So it's your list. Let's talk about it. He left me.
That great introduction, and he dropped off.
That was it? You stole my number one, Gold, and now he's gone? Can't do that. Get better internet. We'll get back to Dimitri Ravenos in a second. I do wonder, because we've talked about this before. Remember the conversation with Chip Patterson was about the soul of the Atlantic Coast Conference. There is a place for romance, not only in college sports, but in sports in general, right? Oh, he's back, sort of. There you are. What's going on, sir?
As soon as I heard my name, my screen just went black.
I don't know. Maybe there's a reason for that. I don't know. So let's talk about this list. I've been looking for ways to save the ACC. You might have found it, Dimitri. Talk to me about what the public investment fund can fund next.
Well, let me preface this by saying that while I have lived in North Carolina for 17 years and am very much a North Carolinian at this point, I am very realistic about there's no saving the ACC. We are on the death march right now.
There is no way around that. Stop.
Why? Tell me the brand. Okay, and this ties in perfectly. So I put in the column that I think the place that makes all the sense in the world for the public investment fund to change sports again is college sports. They don't need the ACC. They need Duke and North Carolina basketball. Okay. They could let the rest of the thing like go down in a I was going to say a pile of flames, although I don't know that flames pile on top of one another.
Right, but you can just make the deal with the ACC and you get Duke and Carolina basketball and you get Syracuse, and you get Notre Dame, and you get Wake Forest. They want wealth. The whole reason why the Saudi, the public investment fund, is involved in golf is to put themselves in front of an affluent audience. They understand that the oil economy is going away. And that's the whole point of this, is to take this wealth that they have, which is based on oil. And if that economy is gone, then this public wealth fund is not going to be worth as much. That's what they're doing. So,
yeah, but if you're not looking at golf, if you're looking at any version of football or basketball, I would say probably the same is true if they get into, like I propose in the piece, like why not go buy the Olympics? I think it would be very doable for them. I think then what you are looking to do is spread your message a little bit. And what I mean by that is if you are in something that is more mass appeal, you have the inventory to put the message out there about come visit Saudi Arabia or, to your point, come invest in Saudi Arabia. Yes. Because if you watch CNN or Fox or MSNBC during the day, you see a lot of those ads. You see a lot of ads that, like, not so subtly say, hey, slavery is legal here. Why not put your business here? I think that would be the reason to invest in college sports, particularly football. Please excuse my cat's tail getting into the picture there.
It's quite all right.
It is a little bit more mass appeal and spreads that message to an audience that maybe hasn't heard it yet.
Well, look, I'm not in any way saying that you're wrong. I'm just looking for a way to save the ACC, Dimitri. That was my whole goal in all of this. But it would make sense. Just if the ACC got in on the ground floor of this, suddenly we could make more money than the SEC and the Big Ten.
It would require a unity that I don't think exists.
You think somebody's turning that down?
I don't know that everybody's going to get invited. I mean, honestly, like Florida State and Clemson and North Carolina and that group of seven schools that are saying, hey, we deserve more than the rest of the conference. Dude, don't think Ohio State doesn't feel that way when they look and realize Iowa's getting the same amount of money.
I'm 100% with you.
About it.
But those leagues are making so much money, it almost doesn't matter. Right. But you realize that the public investment fund bankrolls LIV Golf, which is giving them exactly zero return on their investment.
Yeah.
What makes you think that, I mean, the ACC would give them something?
Yeah, I mean,
an ROI isn't necessarily the deal breaker.
I think that here would be my pushback, and it's not even about the ACC. It is about the fact, like you mentioned, you also get Wake Forest. Well, I mean, who outside of Winston-Salem gives a flying fart, right?
Right. Like, no, I understand that, but they have an affluent.
Yeah, alumni. But here's my point: if you're the public investment fund, why are you sticking to the alliances and the quote unquote rules that you didn't make? Why would you not just go out and say, hey, we are going to form something completely away from the NCAA
right
now? And guess what? Duke basketball, you're going to be playing Ohio State every year, and you're going to play Kansas every year, and you're going to play Indiana every year, because that's your new league. Like, to me, that is the public investment fund's play in the sports world.
Right. I mean, we already have existing college alliances, the conferences. So they'd have to at least work. I mean, if they were advertising, funding these things, you'd have to stay within the framework of the deals. Although, because they have so much money, they could probably structure something that had completely nothing to do with it.
That's exactly, I think, the thing, right?
Like, that's what will challenge.
Who has the money to buy out the grant of rights?
Exactly.
The public investment fund does right now.
Do you think they do? Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Listen, you're right. The oil economy is going away, but it ain't going away tomorrow. They can still print that money right now.
$650 billion is what I just read yesterday, is the ultimate worth. Dimitri Ravenos, Barrett Sports Media, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Let me go to the bottom of the list. Because you say soccer, and you're right, but they're already involved in soccer.
They are, but they're involved on a team level, though.
Right. Oh, I see. They could buy ACC soccer, Dimitri.
Sure. I mean, the grand history of the Virginia Cavaliers on the men's side and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Yes. Is there a better brand in any soccer than North Carolina women's soccer?
You know, Adam Gold, as far as I'm concerned, once Mia Hamm left Chapel Hill, I don't know that she did anything else with her career.
That's true. They're not only just involved in team, and we know that they're involved in, basically, they run Formula One. They own Newcastle United. They just basically took controlling interest of the top four teams in the Saudi League.
Each week, we dive into the mind of the con artist, uncovering the secrets behind the biggest Ponzi schemes you never heard about.
We're not talking about Bernie Madoff or Charles Ponzi.
That's right. Those guys have been covered to death. The Ponzi Playbook will focus on those fraudsters who have swindled millions from unsuspecting investors. Subscribe to the Ponzi Playbook wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Did you read that?
Yeah, I did. And the other part of that, too, and I'm sure you know this because you follow international soccer a little bit more than I do. All of a sudden, all of those guys that are looking to cash one last paycheck in MLS before they call it a career, all of a sudden they seem to have a real interest in those four teams of the Saudi League going there. I know Messi is coming to Miami.
Yep.
And look, the MLS has done a really good job of getting the big stars when the big stars want that one last paycheck. But if you had the injection of the kind of money that the public investment funds do, like, who's to say they couldn't put together the kind of package that convinces Kylian Mbappe to leave PSG and come play for, I don't know, Atlanta or Charlotte or something like that. I also think the other thing, too, is NBC has proven that at the top level, there is some interest in soccer in the United States.
Absolutely.
Right? So it doesn't even have to be the MLS to my cat's tail is right under my nose.
It's quite all right. It might bother you. It doesn't bother me because I can't feel
it. Okay, very, very good. Good point. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even have to be the MLS or something U.S.-based, right? If Saudi Arabia got behind reviving the Super League effort, that's still going to have a huge presence in this country.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Juventus just pulled out of the, basically, it's just Real and Barcelona, the only two clubs now, maybe PSG, that are interested in the Super League. All the Premier League sides just said, nah. Bundesliga went, nah. I think for the betterment of European football, I think that's going to die on the vine. But it is interesting if they decided to throw money at Major League Soccer, which would bring some of the, like, I remember when David Beckham signed a $50 million deal to come to LA Galaxy. And what Messi did, I don't know how it's structured. I don't know what the money is going to be. But he basically left 400 million euro a year on the table to go to Saudi Arabia. I saw a New York Times article yesterday. I quote tweeted it about how the Saudi Pro League is trying to become the top league and one of the top leagues in the world. And they highlighted Ronaldo, Benzema. And I'm like, anybody under 35 going there?
Exactly. I mean, listen, the MLS, like I said, has done a really good job of getting those, of being the best retirement league, right?
Yeah.
So far, the best player they've had in his prime is probably Landon Donovan, because U.S. soccer wouldn't let him leave. Like, you could very easily, with serious investment, unseat him tomorrow if you were able to offer the kind of paychecks that Premier League teams do.
Oh, there's, I mean, the interest, because they offer a lot of money over there as well. Not quite. I mean, Messi is going to make more than any teams would earn.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't part of his deal that he gets a portion of every subscription to that Apple TV Plus MLS package?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's got a separate deal with Apple, separate deal with Adidas for playing Major League Soccer, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like Beckham, there was ownership down the road of something. I mean, you have to be creative. I also think that part of the deal is as soon as Barca can figure it out, that he'll go play at Barca for one more year. I'd be stunned if he didn't play his last season of professional football at Barcelona. I'd be stunned if that didn't happen. He would have gone back if they could have figured it out with financial fair play and all of those things. It's a fascinating piece. Dimitri Ravenos, it's Barrett Sports Media. On what the public investment fund could fund next. And Dimitri and I agree, it is ACC women's field hockey. Yes!
That's the one. Listen, there is a sign at the state line celebrating UNC's national championship for a reason. It is where the people's pulse is, women's field hockey.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, sir. Actually, they would probably hate it. They would, if you think about it, they would probably hate that. Right,
it's very true. It's someone that I talked to earlier saw my thing and said, "Do you really think there's a chance that the Saudis would want to have a bowl game in Jeddah? Like, what Saudi person is going to a college football bowl game?" And my answer to that is the ones that are told to. That is who is going to be showing up for that game.
Here's your ticket. We'll see you there.
That's right.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you again.
Yeah. All right, talk to you later.
You got it. Dimitri Ravenos here on The Adam Gold Show.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.